And then some wild, frantic instinct took over, and Glass thrashed against the guard restraining her, kicking wildly against his shins and shoving her elbow into his throat. He tightened his grip on her shoulder as he dragged her out through the corridor and into the stairwell. A sob wrenched up from inside her as Glass realized that she would never see Luke again, the knowledge hitting her with all the force of a hammer. Her legs suddenly gave out. The guard holding her staggered back as she slid, trying to keep her upright. "I could do it," Glass thought, taking advantage of his momentary imbalance to surge wildly forward. For a brief, shining moment, Glass felt the thrill of hope pushing through the panic. This was her chance. She would escape. But then the guard snatched at her from behind and she lost her footing. Her shoulder smacked against the landing and, suddenly, she was falling down the sharp, narrow, dim staircase. Everything went dark. When Glass opened her eyes again, her whole body ached. Her knees, her shoulders, her stomach. Her stomach. Glass tried to move her hands to feel it, but they were strapped down. No, cuffed down, she realized in growing horror. Of course, she was a criminal. "Oh, sweetie, you're awake," a warm voice greeted her. Through her blurry vision, she could just make out the shape of a figure approaching her bed. It was a nurse. "Please," Glass croaked. "Is he okay? Can I hold him?" The woman paused, and Glass knew even before she spoke what she would say. She could already sense it, the horrible, aching emptiness inside her. "I'm sorry," the nurse said quietly. Glass could barely see her mouth, which gave the impression that the voice was coming from somewhere else entirely. "We couldn't save him." Glass turned away, letting the cold metal of the handcuffs press angrily against her skin, not caring about the pain. Any feeling was better than this heartache that would never go away.